Chapter 6. A Different House. 5 minutes later, the children are back on the dark street with its huge houses, expensive cars, and tall trees.
"That's strange," says Davy.
"What?"
asks Ella.
"This is Joe's grandfather's house,"
Davy answers.
"But everything looks different."
The four children stop. Davy is right. The house does not look the same. Joe's house was very old. It had dark windows and a brown door. This house is white with a white door, and it is not as tall. There is no attic window at the top, but the house has three chimneys.
"Is it the same house?"
asks Ella.
"Yes," answers Davy. "Look, it says Three Chimneys House on the door, but the door is new and the writing is different. Everything is different. But the house next to it had a huge red car on the street in front. Do you remember? Look, there's the car. Yes, this is the right house."
"There are lights in the windows now," says Lou. "There was only one light in the attic before. But this house hasn't got an attic window."
"Let's go home," says Lou. "I don't like this. Everything feels very strange."
"No, we can't," says Sanjay. "We must ask about Joe first."
The group walk up to the big white door. They knock at it. After a minute, a woman comes to the door.
"Hello," she says with a big, kind smile. "I'm sorry, but there aren't any more sweets. Lots of hungry children came here tonight."
"Hello," says Sanjay. "We don't want treats. We're looking for Joe. Did he come home tonight?"
The woman looks confused.
"Joe?" she says. "There's no Joe here."
"But we came here earlier to Three Chimneys House," says Lou. "And Joe was here with his grandfather. Joe wanted to come trick-or-treating with us and then on to a party. His grandfather said yes, but we had to bring Joe home. But then Joe got scared of the bonfire at the party and he ran away. We looked for him in the city and then we came here."
"I'm sorry, but I can't help you," the woman says.
But she does not move from the door.
"Joe, did you say? What's his second name?"
"It's Turner," says Davy. "Joe Turner."
The woman looks very surprised.
"Well, that's strange, because my grandmother's name was Turner. She knows a lot about our family, and maybe she can help. Come inside. My name's Sarah."
The woman takes the children into the huge living room. An old woman with white hair sits in a chair. She has a kind face.
"This is my grandmother, Martha," Sarah says. "Granny, the children are looking for a boy called Joe Turner."
"Joe Turner?" says the old lady. "My great-grandfather was called that, but he's dead now. He died a long time ago."
The children watch the old lady with confused faces.
"But we met Joe tonight. He was here with his grandfather," says Sanjay after a second.
"His grandfather?" says Martha. "Now, Joe's grandfather is my great-great-great-grandfather. His name was Matthew, I think,
says Martha.
Yes, that's right, Matthew.
Matthew was Joe's grandfather's name,
says Ella to Martha. What happened to Matthew? Asks Sanjay.
He died in a fire,
the old lady says slowly.
But that was about 150 years ago. Joe was only a boy then. He nearly died too. My grandfather, Joe's son, told me about it when I was small. It's a strange, scary story.
Please tell us the story about Joe and Matthew, says Sanjay.
The old lady looks at Sanjay and then at her granddaughter.
Sarah, do you know this story?
She asks.
No, I don't. Please tell us, Granny,
Sarah says. She is as surprised as the children.
I want to know too.
Well, it was on the evening of Halloween,
Martha starts.
The fire started in the attic of Matthew's house. That house stood here before this one. Joe's mother was ill, and Joe often came to York and stayed with his grandfather. The two of them were in the house that night, but some boys and girls came to the door. They asked for Joe because they wanted to go apple bobbing. Joe was very good at apple bobbing. Matthew was happy for him to go, but the children had to bring him back. Later they did, but the house was on fire. The fire killed Matthew.
We saw that house before, says Sanjay. It was very old.
Yes, that's right,
says Martha.
After the fire, there was no house here for many years. The family didn't have any money to build a new one. But my son, Sarah's father, is a builder. He built this house 30 years ago. He, Sarah and I all live here together now.
But I don't understand. How did we see Joe Turner tonight?
Asks Sanjay. He can hear his phone in his bag, but he does not answer it. He is too confused by Martha's story. Martha smiles at the children.
You saw the ghost of Joe Turner,
she says,
and you took him away from the fire for a second time.
Sanjay and his friends walk home, but they do not speak. There is too much for them to think about. They all say goodbye at the end of their small street and go into their houses. Sanjay's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Desai, are in the living room.
You're late, Sanjay,
his dad says. He has his phone in his hand.
I tried to phone you, but you didn't answer. Where were you?
Sanjay remembers hearing his phone.
I'm sorry, Mum and Dad, he says, but something very strange happened.
He tells his parents the story of Joe and his grandfather and Three Chimneys House.
That's a great scary story, his mum says and smiles. Did someone tell it to you at the party?
No,
Sanjay says.
It's true.
Sanjay's father smiles too.
It's a very good story.
Now you must go to bed, Sanjay. It's very late. Sanjay goes up to his bedroom.
But it's not a story, he thinks angrily. It happened. Ella, Davy and Lou met Joe too.
He sits on his bed and thinks about the little boy and his grandfather and the strange orange light in the attic room. Of course, he understands now. The fire started in the attic room. The orange light was flames. Suddenly, Sanjay remembers something. He puts his hand in his bag. Is it there?
Yes.
He pulls out the little figurine, the man with the beard.
It is true, Sanjay thinks.
The strange little man lies in his hand. Why did Matthew give this figurine to him? And who is it?
I'll ask Dad, Sanjay thinks suddenly. He'll know, because he's a history teacher.
He quickly goes down to the living room. His mum and dad look up from the TV.
What is it, Sanjay? Asks his dad.
Dad, I'm going to bed in a second, but what's this? Do you know?
He puts the figurine in his father's hands. Mr. Desai turns the figurine from side to side.
Where did you get this? He asks.
You won't like my answer, says Sanjay. But Joe's grandfather, Matthew Turner, gave it to me. It was a treat because he didn't have any sweets. Who is the man, Dad? Do you know?
Mr. Desai does not smile now.
Yes, I do, he answers. He's very old and special.
Then who is he? Asks Sanjay.
He's Vulcan, answers Mr. Desai slowly. Vulcan is the Roman god of fire.
Penguin Readers, A Halloween in York, Anna Truin, Level 2, illustrated by Matt Rota, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Nigel Pilkington, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.